I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The legendary Fleetwood Mac has a lot of new stuff happening in 2020. They have a reissue of Then Play On, their third album, with some bonus tracks on it. That from the time when Peter Green was in the band. There's also a box set of eight CDs called Fleetwood Mac 1969 to 1974 that covers the early history of the band. And throughout the 50-plus year history of Fleetwood Mac, there's been one constant: the man behind the drums, Mick Fleetwood, who has been in every lineup of Fleetwood Mac from the very beginning. He has recently re-recorded and put out a new video for the 1995 song These Strange Times that was on Fleetwood Mac's 16th studio album, Time. And Mick Fleetwood joins us right now. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hello. These are strange times indeed.
Strange times indeed. I think that was Bob Dylan's line. Strange times indeed.
This song seems appropriate now, but as I think of it, it really has been appropriate for the entirety of the 21st century. We seem to have been going through some unprecedented times for quite a while now. Why did you decide now was the time to re-release and reimagine this?
Well, it just struck me, like I think a lot of us in this conversation and out there listening, and people who are just in the same circumstances, all of us together, I think it's no doubt, no matter what, is thought-provoking, and that's just a given. No judgment on anything. That seems to be definitely in the forefront. And it just came out of a happenstance conversation with, I'd been kicking it over, and then I got in contact with Becca Bramlett, who sang on the original, Delaney and Bonnie's daughter, who's incredibly talented, and actually was in Fleetwood Mac for a short while. And she had independently, in a sort of channeled way, said, why don't we do the song? You know, and I said, well, I've actually been thinking about it, and this has spurred me on to doing what we're doing. And we ended up reworking the whole song, because it needed that. And also, it was a lot of creative fun doing that. And it's just one thing led to another. I had no idea that I was going to be on a radio station talking about something that actually had come out. And I think that's really one of the lovely things about what it did. It seemed really relevant. It seemed, looking back on it, was something, some crazy thing that I did many, many, many years ago. And it was almost inappropriate on the album that it was on. And it was sort of like the ugly duckling that probably shouldn't have been on the album. And I just took it and said, this is the time to do this and see where it goes. And so I'm really having a lot of feedback. And the whole point is not to indoctrinate, not to get on a high horse, but it is quietly wanting to be thought-provoking about what you're feeling. Meaning anyone's feelings truly are, when you're quietly asked what that might be. Which side of the fence do you want to be on? Do you want to just give it up? Or, which is fine, because, again, that's your decision. But I'm begging the question. I think the whole song is quietly begging the question in the most appropriate way, without being indoctrinative and bossing people around, because that's not what it's about at all. It's not political. It's not. It can be if you want it to be, but it's not. And it's certainly not religious. But it is about what strikes and what is triggered in your heart as a human being, which is how I feel. And I'm wondering if that might be something that can coexist. And rather than see closed doors, just say, let's all leave a door open so we can meet in the middle and have some of this make more sense than not.
And it is thought-provoking and ultimately optimistic. And that, for somebody who doesn't really know you, but just knows you more from some of the stories about Fleetwood Mac, some of the drama in the band, I would not have pegged you to be such an optimistic person. Are you optimistic about where the world is going, do you think?
Well, yes, I am. I'm a healthy cynic, you know, Monty Python style, which is a very English trait, where you think of the worst things and put them in some form of humor, and I mean this politely, and I think that gets you out of being in gaga land where you just have your eyes closed, but you just go into denial and think nothing's happening. I don't believe that that's a super great idea. So coming out the other side, I think you take everything into stock, everything into perspective, hopefully, or as best as you can, and it is about human nature. Human nature, one thing is for sure, has never given up under the most awful of situations, and also has fantastic reason to celebrate things that have happened in the past and then drifted away, and that have come back, that have been hugely positive, and it's basic human nature to survive. So I am positive, of course. I'm grateful, even in these changed times, and as we all should be, somehow we all should be, because it's triggering a new dawning of how we need to be and what really mattered and what didn't matter. I would say an incredible amount of positive thought process has happened during this last year. I can't think that it hasn't. There's been a lot of fear, and a lot of fear that leads to camaraderie, and I think that's really important, and I'm hoping the song is all about that. So I am a positive person.
Talking to Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac, he has got a new recording and video for These Strange Times that also features some of Peter Green's Albatross on the end. A nice tribute to him. There was a tribute concert to him in February of this year, and then he passed this summer. My condolences there. He was one of the many members of Fleetwood Mac. You mentioned Becca Bramlett. I've always thought of the band not so much as a band, but a concept or a collective that just had various people moving in and out of it, and whoever happened to be there at the time, that's the lineup you got.
Yeah. Have faith. Becca, one of the things she did on the new version of the song was there was a line, have faith, in the original, and Becca came up with a great idea, and she chanted in, I think it's 11 or 12 different languages, that line, have faith. So if anyone wonders, there are things that make me wonder, is another line in here. But if you're wondering about what she's saying, she's chanting in various different languages, which we thought was a nice thing to do.
Now, the variety of lineups of Fleetwood Mac, many have had more commercial success than others, obviously. Is there an era that is more personally satisfactory to you or that you're more connected to?
Well, I look at it as a collective and a journey. And if you really, really shoved me in the corner, I would say that certainly the initial formation of Fleetwood Mac is huge. Hugely memorable for me, and especially John McVie and myself, with Peter Green and Jeremy and Danny Kerwin. And then you get into a strange bit of Fleetwood Mac, which I now pay way more attention to, and for a better description would be the years that Bob Welch was with us, which sometimes gets forgotten about. And it was hugely important, that period. It survived the band. And then, you know, there's no denying in terms of, well, where were the huge benchmarks that really you can't get away from would be the beginning of Fleetwood Mac and the early days. And then the incarnation of the band that made Fleetwood Mac, with Stevie, Lindsay, John, Christine, and myself for many years. I don't think that would be a rational conversation to say that that wasn't monumentally historically ingrained in the fabric of the story of Fleetwood Mac.
Well, I saw the most recent incarnation of Fleetwood Mac on the Evening with Fleetwood Mac tour that featured Mike Campbell and Neil Finn and Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie and you and John McVie. And some of the younger folks went off stage at one point, and you did a 12 to 15 minute long drum solo. And then you stepped out front and you had the two wooden balls hanging from your belt. And I thought, man, he is still so cool.
It's either that or completely insane. Or might I say, very, very strange.
Yes, we'll take you either way. These Strange Times, brand new recording of video from Mick Fleetwood, is available right now. A pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Likewise. Thank you so much, and take care.